you with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply, and the time will be our time.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I'm Bruce Allen, and that was Elvis Presley doing a not-so-well-known song of his written by Neil Diamond. Speaking of Elvis Presley, the new Because I Said So comic strip is in honor of Valentine's Day, which to some degree our show is today, and it's called An Elvis Valentine's Day. You can find that at my newly redesigned website, bruceallen.com. And just so you know, Dad, the dad character in that comic strip, bears no resemblance to me. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men to be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good to be here.
So we are talking about habits and routines and rituals. Now, I know rituals are a big part of the men's work, so I'd love you to discuss what you'd like to in this regard regarding rituals and the men, and for that matter, habits, routines, and rituals. Maybe you'd care to share that took place in your own family when you did have kids living at home, which you won't, you don't anymore.
Many years ago.
Not so long ago.
In the men's work, ritual is very important. There's ritual that's associated with joining a men's group, and there's ritual associated with leaving a men's group. And then when you're in the work and you're doing our retreats and all sorts of things, rituals are a big part of the work because we rarely take the time to sort of appreciate the significance of moments, the significance of passages, and the significance of our times together. And so hopefully what the men learn by being in our circles is the importance of ritual for their families as well. And they go back and they start creating rituals where maybe they hadn't existed before.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know if you're open to sharing it, but you created a ritual at the beginning of every men's group that I attended, which we used to call the check-in. And that became a touch point for all of us. And some of us would, in fact, think about our check-in prior to attending the group as to what we wanted to check in with. Would you care to talk about that, or is that secret ritual?
It's not a secret ritual. It's certainly not something I created, but you know, I learned hanging with the men over the years. But
well, you refined it. Let's put it that way.
When we first circle up, we do a check-in of 1 to 10. It's the first thing we do when we come together. Just checking in to see how we're doing, 1 to 10 in the moment, 1 being we got to rush you to the hospital, and 10 being off the chart great. And it gives us an opportunity, just in a snapshot, to know where everyone is. And so in that moment, in that habit, that ritual that we do, we instantly know who's in need. And it brings us into the room, it brings us into the moment, and it prepares us to launch into whatever has to be handled that night. And then there are variations on that theme, but
well, you know the one that I preferred.
You liked it. Well, do you mean the one where you talk about yourself for a long time?
No, each man would talk about themselves for a little bit. No, we used to do like an under 1 minute check-in.
Yes.
You know, I'm a 2 because I'm dying of leukemia,
yes,
or
yes.
I'm a 10 because I get the privilege of speaking with Wayne Levine today.
Wow. Well, that's a 10 for sure. Yeah, well, there are variations on the check-in. But the important thing is that you're doing something that you can count on. You're doing something that signifies the start or signifies the importance of that moment.
And it's a routine.
That's
and,
right.
And as we're speaking about it, I'm wondering why we don't, more of us don't implement that with our family when we sit down. So how's everybody doing today? Rather than good or bad.
Honey, 1 to 10. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Okay, bad idea.
Well, listen, even within the men, that scale causes consternation because men are thinking, well, what do you mean, 1 to 10 in this moment, 1 to 10 all week, you know, so they complicate things.
Well, and the fact that certain men, which we learned over time, would check in with an inaccurate number because they did not want to be the center of attention.
Well, for sure. You get the idea after a while, because when you're showing up as a 4 or 5 or 6, you're going to get some immediate attention. But the idea around that check-in is to see what you need immediately so that you can be present, you know, solve something, clarify something for you so that you can be there for the rest of the men, and then maybe we can get back to you later. So that's part of the issue, too. But, it's like anything, it's important. It is important to have those rituals and to have those routines. It, as you said in your column, it makes you feel safe.
Well, did you have any particular rituals in your family, especially when the kids were still at home, that you cherished or you miss now that they're gone?
Well, I miss a lot of things now that they're gone. We did the prayer at dinner.
Every night?
Every time we had dinner.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah, and we tried to have dinner as much as possible because that was a ritual. I mean, being together and breaking bread is important. As a Jew, as you know, you mentioned in your column, almost all of our rituals are surrounding food.
Yes. It's so funny. Yes.
And a lot of the rituals, you know, that dads have with their sons come out of the time they spend, you know, schlepping them around for group from sporting events and club soccer and club hockey and club baseball and all that.
Or doing sporting events together, whether it's fishing, hiking, or a particular sport, just
right.
One-on-one with your kid.
Right, and those moments are really important. Just as you mentioned in your column, you remember those moments as you get older. A guy that I learned from a long time ago used to talk about these spot weld moments that you remember as a boy, your father's hand on the stick shift of his Mustang, those special moments that are seared for whatever reason into your mind. And I think a lot of those spot weld moments come out of the rituals that we create, going to that special deli that you like after the visit to grandma, whatever you happen to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Those moments definitely stick with us, I think, for a lifetime.
My father was a very loving, very good man, but he worked a lot. And he sublimated a lot of his own interests to work to provide for the family. And one of his interests, he happened to be particularly skilled athletically, lifting weights and working out at a time when nobody did it. He actually made his own 100-pound dumbbells out of some concrete. But he was a very good softball pitcher. And I never saw him play softball because he had stopped by the time I came around. And I remember we went to the park one day where there was a softball game going on, and one thing led to another, and my father got in there, and after a few warm-ups, he kind of did this unbelievable wind-up, underhand, zooming pitch. And I looked at my dad with, like, all new eyes of respect, and thereafter, we would occasionally just throw the ball back and forth, and those are one of those moments for me.
Right on. Yeah, that's one of those spot weld moments.
Hmm. We're actually down to the last couple minutes, so please, before we get done, tell our listeners where they can reach you and what's on your agenda in the near future, and anything else you care to share before we sign up.
Right. Well, one of the important things that we do is our retreats, and our next retreat's a ways off, but it's not too far off to not put it on a calendar. October 19th through 21 in Santa Barbara, California is our annual Better Men Retreat. It's an initiation into manhood. It's an amazing experience for all men, and men fly in from all over the country and Canada to participate.
And you have a lot of really incredible rituals, which we will not reveal on now, but I've been a part of those retreats and value those rituals a lot.
Well, the whole weekend, in a sense, is a ritual.
That's
true.
It's
a series of rituals.
And so that's, and a passage. And a passage.
For sure. And really, we're trying to move the men from boyhood to manhood in a weekend. And sometimes we're amazingly successful, but for others, it's a beginning, for sure. And then at bettermencoaching.com, people can find out about the coaching that we're doing individually and in groups, both in Southern California and over the phone for men who don't have the support in their areas.
And you will be actually implementing soon, and we'll talk about it, a nationwide, if not worldwide, effort to bring men's groups elsewhere, and we will talk about that later. Wayne, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Bruce.
We'll talk next week. Coming up next, after this break, will be Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams and our weekly update on the health and welfare of Baby Drew. Stay tuned.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand.